Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey everyone, a huge weekend in sports is coming up, and if you've been looking for an online sports book where you can play all the games, then pull out your phone and Shazam this commercial right now using the Shazam app for exclusive offers from BetDSI.com. BetDSI is giving away a free $25 wager if you use promo code SBG25. Or simply just Shazam this commercial right now. You'll get instant access to register, play, win, and get paid on everything from football to reality TV. If it moves, DSI puts odds on it. So Shazam this commercial right now for instant access to BetDSI.com and get a free $25 wager on the house and 100% extra bonus when you deposit. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. Shazam now, or use promo code SBG25 to get your free wager and start winning today at BetDSI.com.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell. Dell is back right here on ESPN 97.5. We're here till 9:30. Raheel joins us at 9. We go till 11 with Charlie Palillo.
Raheel is out.
Oh, Raheel's out today. Where's he at now? What the hell? He was just off last week.
He sent us a text.
Raheel Palillo won't be with us today? What the hell? What's the deal?
I don't know where he is. I don't even hear what he's doing.
No, he just sent a reminder text over the weekend. He didn't say what it is. He didn't tell us why. He just said.
Well, you were out Friday because you were part of that craft sting, weren't you?
No, I was out Thursday and Friday.
Were you in Florida or were you not in Florida?
I was in Florida.
Did you have to go because you were arraigned?
No, I was in Florida for a much different reason, yes, actually.
I know, yes, but you got the high and tight cut.
No, that was on Friday because
look, you didn't get fresh he's cut. Not even wearing a hat.
I know you got fresh
well,
cut today.
That cut came multiple, like on Wednesday or Tuesday, because I had to go someplace for family.
You had to look respectable, as opposed to?
Well, yeah.
Did you go to Sports Cuts?
It's called Super Cuts and Sports Clips, I would never go to either one.
Did you let him edge you up?
Black men don't go there.
The Sports Clips.
What are you talking
about?
We've
had this conversation before.
No, that's why I'm doing that.
Yes, you. Well, black men do go there.
Not
if
no.
We stood outside. I'll bet you. We stood outside 4 days. I'll bet we'd see
like one.
One.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Listen, and that guy wears Skechers too.
You are high and tight.
It's not
though.
That high and tight. It's not that high.
It's kind of high.
It's not really. And it's not even a fresh cut. It happened like 6 days ago. I don't have a traveling barber.
I'm sure you do.
I would wear a headband, but I don't think like James would when he gets when his haircut's not clean. But I don't have a headband on me.
Speaking of James, do the Rockets even need him anymore? I mean, honestly.
Yeah, I wasn't here for that, but yay, 3-0 versus the Warriors.
Yeah,
that's right.
I bet you know what's really good? Beating the Warriors.
Yeah.
And you know what's really good? Beating him without James Harden.
Yeah.
And you know what?
That's incredible.
You know what really needs to happen now since everybody's back? Maybe unguardable tour can end. I don't know.
It's unstoppable. You might want to get the name.
Whatever.
Right. Don't.
No, it's
unguardable.
It's unguardable. It's on Daryl's hashtag.
It's now unguardable. I thought it was unstoppable.
No, so Tad said unstoppable. Daryl said unguardable.
Huh. Well, congratulations.
Daryl's on brand.
So you're not a better basketball team, but you know what? You certainly do play a better brand of basketball than dribble, 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 step back, shoot.
Well, for that game.
No.
Historically, they didn't last year.
And
It was a massive disaster when he was gone.
No, absolutely. And, you know, no, none of that. But the fact that he can't trust anybody.
Yeah, but that was a good, like, okay, it's okay.
It's okay to pass.
It's okay for other people to get a shot,
yes,
too, J-Mo.
It's okay. You know, this whole, I got to play that way. I hate this offense.
I just have to play this way.
I don't know.
I'm glad you hate it because now you don't have to.
You don't have to play it anymore.
You can on certain games.
Because you can move the
ball.
You
can take over certain quarters and all
that.
Yeah,
that'd
absolutely
be great. But you can move the ball now, right, because guys are back. Remember, Clint Capella's back and he can pick and roll.
So how did that make you feel seeing the backcourt of Eric Gordon? You know, man, when Eric Gordon's right, that dude, and he's had some moments this year. Eric Gordon and Chris Paul, the manimal keeps, all Free does is just produce. But the Chris Paul thing, that was pretty cool to see Chris Paul remind you, there's a chance that I could be
a
factor again this year, guys. I don't know if you know.
I don't know if you're I'm a Hall of Famer.
I'm a Hall of Famer. They call me Point God. And you owe me $40 million the next 3 years.
Right.
So you might want to, you know, remember me. Like, no, we got you.
Yeah, we get it. You know, they shot 44% and then 37 from three.
Yeah.
And that's nice. And, you know, 118 points against Golden State, and they held them down. I mean, the whole thing was a really nice night, especially when you went into it. I mean, I'm with JT. He goes, Harden's out. He goes, well, I take the Rockets. I was like, oh, no.
It's so weird how that happens, though.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, when I used to have my handicapping company, I was 24 years old, Pigskin Sports, sitting in my kitchen of my apartment with one phone line there that was specifically for that so I can answer calls and give out my picks, right? I was making money. That's how I supported myself, actually. And I was pretty good at handicapping. I never forget the game where the Golden State Warriors took on the New York Knicks, and Golden State was without Tim Hardaway, Mitch Richmond, and like one other big. They had Chris Mullin and a bunch of nobodies. And sure enough, they beat the Knicks in New York. And I'll never forget, that was in 1994, might have been 95. But I'll never forget that game because that was the first time I was like, how can a team that loses all their players beat another team? And since that time, I've seen this happen, maybe not with that many players. I've seen this happen where guys who lose a player step up, the other team kind of lets down, mm-hmm. And I can't believe how often this happens, against the number at least. But sometimes, a lot of times, straight up too.
Like this.
And it happened again.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when you said, JT said that, I'm like, man, I've seen it before. I've been there and seen that. We see it in football. Or we'll see a guy, an emergency starter has to come in because the late scratch for the ace. And that guy goes seven innings.
Right.
And, well, of course, it's usually against the Astros.
Right.
The Astros don't hit those guys.
Right, some soft toss
ever.
And lefty.
It's the Astros' first time seeing this John Smoltz kid. Oh, well. This isn't going to go.
Not John Smoltz.
Clayton Kershaw.
Joe Schmo. And he turns into.
It could be, could be nobody.
It doesn't have to be John Smoltz.
Yeah, that's true.
But that was really neat, and it was maybe it's a little, I don't know, James Harden. You know, I would imagine he went in. You know what, my neck. I got to play.
All-star neck.
Got an all-star neck. I don't know if we play. Hope we can just compete, and they win. And I hope he's watching, and he's going, well, wow, other guys can actually hit shots.
So we just gonna pretend like he didn't do the miraculous by himself. The last time they're in Oakland, when, you know, the Kevin Durant, he's not out of bounds, and then James hits like a 28-foot three.
That's fine. James hitting a 20 to win the game is great. That's fine.
So I get it. I had other things to do, so I didn't watch the game. I just kept track of it. I get it. It felt better. Look, we're moving the ball around, but
you're not better at that.
Yeah,
team, sorry.
No. And you know the deal. you know when it comes down to it, that guy's going to have the ball in his hands, and nothing will have changed. When it matters most, the Rockets are going to lean on him. And if he makes a shot, you win games. If he doesn't.
No one said he shouldn't lean on James. And James is their best player
and all of
those things. But the style of basketball.
I don't think that's changing.
That the fact that he can't pass the ball to anybody else because there's no one else on the team has been refuted.
Well, for one game, it has.
No. Honestly, they were a much better team last year when he actually hit PJ in the corner.
Well, their players were better. Well, they played better last year. Paul was a better player last year.
Yeah, well,
yeah, they were much better.
Yeah, I know. You lose Trevor Ariza. I don't know how I don't know why Tillman doesn't sell the team now that Trevor Ariza's gone.
We talk about that. That can be the thought. But Trevor Ariza was a better player than the replacements have been. Right?
Yeah.
They haven't been able to replace him yet.
Okay. 20 games different?
Well, Chris Paul has been out for more games.
No, true. No question about that. And Chris Paul isn't. Quite frankly, he was a better player last year. He just was. But maybe this is a catalyst. Maybe this is a spark for this team to actually go, well, wait a minute. Maybe Chris Paul isn't all that crap.
I just feel like we've done this before. Maybe not necessarily against the Warriors, but with other teams, the Rockets have gone on runs, and then you say, wait a minute. Then they go lose 3 out of 4. I don't know if one game is a catalyst anymore. We'll see. Things can switch on, but I feel like this is the team we've seen all through the year is this team, and you just hope in the playoffs there maybe there's a better focus or whatever, but I don't know if one game is going to flip the switch for this team at this point. That's all. Well, I think they are what they are. They're going to be a 4 or 5, hopefully, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, no, hopefully this is a – this is a catalyst for them to start playing more team basketball, as opposed to I'm looking through sports map, and who's to blame for James not liking the offense? Hey, who's to blame for James not? Oh, James doesn't like playing this. Well, then don't play this style of ball anymore. You know what? Capella's back. Chris Paul is back. Eric Gordon. You know what? Don't play like this anymore. And how's that? Then you know who's to blame is James for holding the ball. Now maybe they can move it around a little bit. Maybe to be honestly, they're not as good a basketball team this year, and they're not nearly as fun to watch. It's really a hard watch. I just have always hated it. Ever since Steve and Catino, and I just always hated this style of basketball. And you know, it was acceptable last year because you were winning. Although they did move it, it felt like they moved it more last year. They had to have because it just seemed like more guys were hitting bigger shots, more shots at more critical times. That James was giving up the basketball. It's just this style of play is just, oh my God, good Lord, it's almost like. Honestly, it wasn't great basketball to watch when the Dream was down in the low post or Charles was down in the low post, just dribble, 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 and Charles puts up a shot. It's the same thing, only now it's at the top of the key. The same thing. Only and Steve Catino took it to another level. And they didn't win. That was the worst. That was the darkest time of basketball ever around here, I think. Anyway, so that was good. That was a nice win. Really nice win.
It was a great win, and it shows, and it's one of the reasons why the Rockets right now are the fifth team to win a championship. I looked at the updated numbers, and it's, it is high for the Milwaukee Bucks. There's a lot of love in the gambling streets from the Milwaukee Bucks, but Milwaukee, in this order, it goes, I just looked at it yesterday, in this order, it goes, I think it's Golden State, Milwaukee, I'll tell you exactly where it is. The 76ers are actually right there with the Rockets. All right, so it is the Golden State Warriors, the Milwaukee Bucks, the Toronto Raptors.
Mm-hmm.
And then below that, I believe, are the Rockets. The Nuggets are all the way down to like eighth. Nobody believes in them.
Nobody believes in them. No, honestly. They'll probably get through the first round. The second round will be awfully difficult, and there's no chance they get through Golden State. Zero. Zero chance.
Oh, no.
No. I can certainly see that. 713-780-3776. We got the...
I'm trying to help y'all when those combine prop bets come out. I'll tell you what I think about them. When the real ones actually come out, I've seen some over unders. I saw, and I'll be at tomorrow after the show. I got to take off to the airport, and I'm flying to Indianapolis. But on the show on Wednesday, I'm going to have specifically here a primer for Texans fans of who to watch specifically with offensive linemen on Thursday. Offensive linemen are no, I'm sorry, it's Friday. So we might do that on Thursday. Friday is when offensive linemen are on, And I will tell you, every tackle that you should be watching who makes sense for the Houston Texans and the defensive backs, and I think I'll be able to do the show on Friday, too. I've got to double-check schedule, but I don't have to be on as early, so I might be able to do show on Friday, too. I'll tell you the cornerbacks, because basically it starts like this. Is he 6 foot tall? Is he non-skinny like Kevin Johnson? And can he run a 4.48 or faster? If so, then you can submit your, you know, your application for employment by the Houston Texans. What they're not going to have is anybody who weighs in the 170s. That's not happening. And I'm not even sure that anybody weighs in the low 180s should apply either. That's not.
So no OU.
If you tackle
DBs.
And you can potentially go in a coma from a tackle, they're not drafting you.
No. As well, they shouldn't. You know what? They had their fill of skinny little cornerbacks that every time that they get hit, they're on the DL for the rest of the season.
You know what I've heard? That Kevin Johnson is like,
he wants to come back?
No, there's no even sign of him.
Well, there shouldn't be a sign of him. He can't play ever again.
He may be retiring. There's no sign during clean out of the locker. There's no sign of Kevin Johnson.
Yeah. Kevin Johnson Fedorowicz needs to go. He can't play anymore. I mean, good Lord, do you want him to die?
No, the next time
he gets hit, he dies.
No, he's definitely not in their plans.
No, he can't.
Kevin Johnson, I guess, is just a cap cut.
Yeah.
You'll find out about it soon enough.
It's zero cap. I mean, he has to be.
Is his contract?
His dead money. There was zero dead money on Kevin Johnson.
Hold on. Was he their first pick the first year I did it? Yeah, maybe his contract's up now, I guess. So he would have been the 15 pick. So he played 15, 16, 17, 18. Yeah, 4 years. This would be the Kevin. Yeah, Kevin
Johnson is their third highest paid guy. His number this year is $9,069,000, but his dead cap is zero.
For upcoming.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
2019, okay.
Well, you know, thoughts and prayers.
No, he's done.
He's done.
All right, 713-780-3776.
Rick did a good job on first rounders, generally speaking. That wasn't one of them.
No, that was not one of them. Let's talk right now about, here's something good. It's called CheersHealth.com. CheersHealth.com.
I saw the video randomly on YouTube of the guy walks in on Shark Tank and he's got his hat, his cap that when you're going to graduate, hello sharks. And then he starts talking and then, you know, he ends up throwing his cap like he graduates. Mm-hmm. And then he's got this whole thing that he does. And they're like, what is this guy talking about? And then he starts his spiel and they realize, oh, people do drink.
Yes, people.
I was like, John Wonline, this really is a real Ivy League guy.
Oh, yeah. He's a real dude. No. He is. He's a real dude.
Is he from here?
He's a great guy. Yeah. I don't know if he's from here, but he is here. I think he is from here originally. But he's a great guy, actually. And I'm telling you, the it's a bunch of smart kids. Well, smart guys. PhD, Ivy League scientists. These guys developed this thing. And I'm not going to even try to explain it because I used to say stuff and they would be like, oh, don't say that. You just don't know what the hell you're talking about. And it's true. I have no idea what I'm talking about. What I do know, though, is that I feel better. I don't know if you heard, but I do like to have a Coors Light now and every day. But here's the deal is I don't feel bad the next day because of Cheers. It used to be Thrive. Now it's CheersHealth.com. CheersHealth.com. Somebody tweeted us. They got their package. The packaging is unbelievably sweet. But you get your bottle. You take your pills. And you feel better the next day. If not, they give you your money back. And it's right here in Houston, so you can get it tomorrow. All at CheersHealth.com. That's CheersHealth.com.
Warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Did you have Green Book winning the Oscar?
I didn't watch one Oscar movie except
the Spider-Man, which won an animated Oscar.
The odds makers had it as the favorite.
The odds makers had Green Book as the favorite?
Yes.
That's a little surprising, but okay.
Actually, no. I think actually Roma was, or no, maybe it was.
Probably Roma.
I thought because everyone thought Roma was going to win.
I think Roma was Roma? Very small. It was close between
Roma
those two.
Roma would never win. We Roma, know that.
Yeah, that's Roma. True. Roma can't win those anything.
You know what people hated? Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
My wife didn't like it. She said, well, my wife liked it fine. She said there was a lot of inaccuracies
When you find out there are inaccuracies.
Yeah, I didn't know. She started digging through, and she's like, wait a minute. This isn't right. Yeah. This isn't right. He didn't come out of the closet ever. Like, he performed and didn't know he had AIDS when he was at the concert.
Yeah, Live Aid.
Live Aid. Yeah, she said there's a lot of inaccuracies in there, and I said, I don't know, I didn't watch it.
Well, that's the first show.
I didn't watch all the Oscar movies. The first show I didn't do it.
It would have been a good story, even just regular. You don't have to lie about it.
I mean, he won. Rami Malek won the... Yeah. I just got done watching all three seasons of Mr. Robot. He's really good in that. It's weird for me to see him not... The only time I've ever seen him is as the character for Mr. Robot, and... So seeing him talk like a human, basically, like somebody who has emotions and feelings and doesn't just skits out into a different character, I was like, wow, he's smiling.
You know, he's a regular person.
He can talk like a regular human.
He's a regular person.
It was weird.
Well, and he talked like Freddie Mercury, too.
But you didn't see what happened on TV. Did you hear what happened to him?
Mm-mm.
He fell off the stage and got hurt.
Did he really?
Yes. He wasn't even able to take pictures with the other winners because paramedics had to come take care of him because he fell off the stage. We just didn't get to see it.
Well, damn.
And I don't know when it happened, if it happened right after, because he was walking. They went the wrong way, and then they ushered him off the side of the stage somewhere else. So I don't know if it was after the whole thing finished and if he's up there just hanging out like, whoa, and falls off, or... when it was, but yeah, he fell off the stage.
Well, that's unfortunate for Freddie.
Supposedly, as he's falling, he's holding his Oscar up in the air. So as he's crashing to the ground, so it wouldn't break. You gotta respect that.
I do. Yeah. Well, I would do that with a Coors Light.
Yeah. No, I know you would.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You got to save your beer.
Brock did it with a pizza.
He did.
Sometimes we see people hold babies while they catch foul balls and stuff, and it's like. That's really good.
Or
like,
hold babies covered in a blanket over a balcony. Well,
that's totally different.
But that was...
That's not the
that
same.
That was a different guy.
You weren't trying to do any... That was Michael Jackson, and they called... And he called his baby Blanket because he put a blanket over his baby.
Right.
And then held the baby over a balcony like...
Everybody should do that.
Look at this baby.
You two are...
Are clearly letting the
Hollywood liberals distract you from the real story this morning.
What's the real story?
Jason Brown of Last Chance U had to resign this morning.
Ooh. Jason Brown had to
resign. He told me he's the best coach.
Why does Hitler have to resign?
Well, okay. That's why when you refer to a German player and call yourself your Hitler, your new Hitler.
I'll be honest with you. I really felt like Jason Brown. Now, I'm sure probably all those losses this year didn't help
him. He wasn't very good.
He had fights. Apparently, it was a big disaster, but
if they were winning big, he wouldn't have had to resign.
I thought he was pretty much bulletproof.
Yeah. No. Well, for those of you who don't know,
it's
who Jason,
Independence, Kansas.
You gotta watch Last Chance U. His
season
first year.
Season 3. You can watch all
season
three. Seasons.
Yeah, season 3 is the best.
Although you can start at season 1, and if you can handle it, then you'll be fine by the time you get to season 3. Although I did hear a lot of people say season 3 was for them a really rough watch because they hated Jason Brown so much.
That's them. I think he's awesome. I think he should get hot. Maybe. Well, if Dana's already the coach at U of H.
Just so you know, every single one of my players have graduated the last 4 years that I've had junior college head coach job. They have all graduated. I'm like, that can't be accurate.
Sure.
He kept
true.
Telling us flat lies. Me and Raheel, like, hey, just so you know, we had 37 Division I guys come out of the program last year. Okay, why don't you say that too? I'm like, no, that's not accurate. He was making things up during the interview, making up statistics.
Hmm.
It wasn't even remotely accurate.
Yeah.
Like 37? But Netflix recaps everything afterwards. You had like 7 guys go D1. Not everyone's graduating. most of the guys in the documentary aren't even getting a class. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's
a blatant lie.
That is really, really inaccurate. I'm pretty sure that's not true.
They
but
all
okay.
get their degrees, their junior college degrees, he says. And they go on to finish in college, too.
Yeah.
Things that we can't possibly check up on, he was really good at.
What did I missed it. What did Lady Gaga win?
She won original song.
Original song?
Yeah.
Oh,
because
she was orange.
Rather orange yesterday.
She was orange last night.
Oompa, doompa, doompa dee doo. Pull up Oompa Loompas and Charlie and Chocolate and go look because they got the white hair too.
Yeah.
And the white. And she looked a lot. It was a Trumpish orange, but she was Oompa Loompa color.
Is that what she was going for? Or did she really backs President Trump? And she just said, you know what? Me and our great president. We're going to go orange on
that
this
thing. That seems unlikely.
Okay, so this color. Okay, pull up Lady Gaga. Okay, I want you to pull her up.
And then pull up Oompa Loompa.
Are you ready? Now, here's what an Oompa Loompa looks like. And
okay.
I'll pull up her color.
Okay.
It's pretty much the same, isn't it?
Yeah.
So anyway, so here's the thing. Everyone's wondering this.
Who wore orange best? President Trump, Lady Gaga, A-Rod. Remember in that interview how orange he was?
Yeah, A-Rod was pretty lit when he was orange.
Remember?
I'm going to go A-Rod.
Who wore it best?
I'm going to go A-Rod.
I'm going to go Lady Gaga.
Do you remember? So I thought
she got ripped off by that British woman.
So, Olivia Colman.
Yeah.
She's the new queen in the upcoming series of The Crown.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
I watched her when she was just...
They're aging everyone up. Yeah, she's a new queen.
She was just...
It's no longer Claire?
No, Claire, that's over.
You're
no.
aging up.
They're just aging like everybody up.
Just like Moonlight, when they aged everyone up in Moonlight. You remember when you watched that, right?
No.
Yeah, no one saw it.
I saw it.
I did. We're cultured.
No,
yeah.
You're not that cultured.
I'm cultured. No. I am way more cultured than you.
Wait a minute. What is it about?
Just because you get a new haircut doesn't make you cultured, though.
I was cultured before the haircut. What are you talking about?
No.
Moonlight won the Oscar.
And it's not new, by the way.
It won the Oscar 2 years ago. And winner of Oscar? La La Land. Yeah. Hold on.
Wait, did you see that they handed Julia Roberts, as she's walking out, they handed it to her to go up. You saw them hand her the best picture envelope.
So you couldn't. What? Why is that?
Because so that didn't screw it up again.
Okay.
This is it.
My wife got this.
Make
my
sure
wife I, got pissed at Samuel Jackson's reaction to Spike Lee winning. She's like, I get that he's your friend. You don't need to react like this when somebody wins the Oscars and make everyone else feel bad.
Oh, why? Because the...
Spike literally jumped on...
Oh, she's pissed because the Mexican director didn't win for Roma.
No, he didn't
win. Oh, that's right. He didn't
watch any of this. Spike won something else. He won original screenplay.
Oh, missed that. Yeah. 720, I missed most of it. I was watching poker.
Let's see. If a man almost, you know, saved your career like Spike Lee did by putting Samuel Jackson in movies, you'd be jumping
on that.
I think her whole point was
you've had time to
celebrate
with him his whole career. I got it. It was a little over the top for the Oscars. I will say that. Yep. Oscars was certainly different this year. It was very loose. It felt like more like
every
a Golden
commercial
Globes.
Was woke. I don't know if you guys noticed.
Welcome to the new world, John. Everything's going to be woke from now on.
Did you see the Nike's ad?
Uh-uh.
Nike's ad for women? They think we're crazy because we yell at the refs. We're just crazy if we think you can do. If you think you can dunk, that's just crazy. We're crazy. What? No.
Something tells me that's not that what the commercial was.
It seems like you might have missed
that. I
feel like that
how much you
if we're judging, just crazy?
If we're judging by his Oscar breakdown, I'm going to go watch it myself before taking his word for it.
So many wins that weren't wins.
I'm telling you. That's exactly what it was.
We're just crazy.
We're crazy. Yeah, we're bat.
We're
bat bleep.
We're bat bleep crazy.
Right, that's right.
Nike.
Because we argue with
we're
the rest.
Shoes break.
If we argue with the rest, then we're crazy. If we, you're crazy if you think you can dunk.
Hold on. How about
I'm
this?
I'm telling you, that's exactly what it was.
Tell me if this is different. So, you know, the Robert Kraft stuff. Well, we'll do this on the other side. Because how about this argument that the Robert Kraft stuff, if you believe that about Robert Kraft, then you have to think a certain way about Nike. I'll tell you on the other side.
I think the Dolphins set the whole thing up.
Men's I hope so.
I feel
It'd
like it was
the most initiative they've shown in two decades.
I want to tell you about Men's T Clinic. And speaking of initiative, you've got to take the initiative of getting in there and finding out what's going on.
do you just not care as much about the romance? That's one of the signs of lower testosterone. Do you just not care as much about work? Are you not, not that you don't, you know, you're not out there doing what you got to do at work, but there's no drive to do the best you can. There's no drive to move up in your company. Are you not having great weekends? If you're just getting through life, if life is like one big, you know, one big holding cell and you just can't get out, it's the same stuff every single day, and you don't have fun anymore, and you've noticed that you just don't have fun, and you always feel just tired and fatigued and exhausted, these are all potential telltale signs of low testosterone. Now, you can have one of these, and that can be low testosterone. Get in and get yourself tested at one of the four locations. They'll get results quickly. They'll call you within minutes if you want to leave and get back to work, or you can wait and get the results yourself. They work with your insurance company to get the testosterone treatments covered, or most of it covered. And what you're going to find is that when you start getting these treatments, the energy spike will be immediate. But beyond that, you are going to find that your body type starts to change. You metabolize faster, better cognitive processing. It will help your libido. You get so many different benefits from having your testosterone level where it's supposed to be. So get it where it's supposed to be and do it with the professionals over at Men's T Clinic. You'll see a provider every single time you come in, and they will make sure to continue to monitor you so that you get the optimal benefits from your testosterone treatments. It's menstclinic.com.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Jackson brought cupcakes. Intern Jackson brought cupcakes. Anybody who wants one, come on up. Come on up to the station and grab one.
Do you know what?
If you'd like. Briah did nothing. Congratulations, Brian.
Boy, these interns that don't bring us free food.
Jerks. No, that's on her. Okay. They're sitting close to, they're sitting right next to each other, those two. Del, keep an eye on them.
Why?
I'm just saying. Just keep an eye, because we can't have that stuff going on around here.
Well, they're interns. They can. That's different. They can date, I guess. We can't have that stuff.
What are you talking about? I was just making sure that they do that they do their work right.
Oh,
that's all.
I didn't know. Okay, it sounded different.
Now you're talking about dating.
Yeah, it sounded different. It sounds like you're suggesting some impropriety. But as interns, no rule against two young people in college meeting each other and finding love. There's no rule against that here.
Also, no rule against a guy who works at Crave bringing us two boxes of cupcakes.
That too.
No rule about that either. By the way, I had a couple people reach out.
He works at Crave?
Yeah. That's where the cupcake comes from. A couple people reached out said they went to Cirque after I told them, like, holy crap. And yeah, there's gymnasts flying around. It is what it is.
That's what gymnasts do.
I tried to tell you.
They fly around.
So just to kind of put a bow on this. Zion Williamson, and I'll get to what I was going to say with Robert Kraft.
I'm watching Rami Malek fall off the stage.
Oh, let me see.
Here, you can. You got to watch real close. He just disappears.
Hey, everybody, what's going on?
Oh! Sorry, Rami.
All right, I've got Rami Malek on a stage.
Is it Rami?
Who are you taking it's Rami Malek. Who are you taking as your quarterback to? And if you don't choose the right choice, Rami Malek falls off the stage.
Wait, so it's no longer your mom dies? Rami Malek?
I've got him on. I've got an Oscar winner on a stage.
Got it.
Because he fell off. So I know what that looks and sounds like, probably.
Right.
So just quick. Well, I'll go to Robert Kraft. I can't remember what I was going to say. So Robert Kraft, we know about the arrest and all that.
What happened?
Now, so here's what's going on. They're investigating if it's human trafficking, right? But everyone just tagged that, like, Robert Kraft involved human trafficking, sex trafficking,
and trafficking of human and sex with children and sex driving. It's like, well, hold on, whoa, 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 whoa. Well, so what happened? Well, misdemeanor solicitation of prostitution. But, okay, well, hold on. Why are all the headlines saying human sex trafficking? And what's going on here is they're investigating. They said, well, there's signs because there's a room where there's like a bed and medicine there where next to a bed where they sleep. And then also there's a refrigerator that has food and condiments in it. I'm like, okay, the refrigerator with food and condiments should never be used as an evidence. Can you tell me a workplace? We've got food and condiments. Are we keeping Trey here against his will?
Probably.
No, we're.
Oh no, actually, Trey's,
the other way.
Trey's here against our will.
Yes. But I was, because I read up on this. I'm like, this is not going to be fair. If number one, at first, at the very beginning, I thought he is involved in a sting where he was somehow part of a
He's
sex.
He's not
ring.
Part of us.
No, that's now, what. At the very beginning, very vague wording and phrasing. Then when you get into it, I mean, these headline writers have got to be careful. That guy, Robert Kraft, what he did, whether you like it or not, there's a lot of people who don't care about prostitution, by the way, who don't. Same way they don't care about weed. They think
victimless. It's not your commissioner. Crime. He's not going to be one of them.
I know, but here's the thing. Sex trafficking and all that, that's nothing to, obviously, it's very serious.
Yeah.
Human trafficking, it's very serious. But this article went on to say, they're investigating. There is a chance that these are sex workers who are there. That's where
they want to be.
That's their hustle.
Yeah, right.
No one says where you want. A lot of people right now are going to jobs where they don't want to be either. But that's their hustle.
Right.
They're not being held there against their will.
Or brought over illegally, right, or any of those things.
Right, right, right.
Right, there is a chance.
If that's the case.
However, there is also the other side. That there's a chance that it is.
No, there is a chance.
And you don't know when you walk in whether or not it is.
No. Because
does happen.
Right, 100%. Right. But here's the point that I had somebody make to me. He said, let's say Robert Kraft went to a place and it's people who were there of their will and there was no trafficking involved. And yet that was tagged on him. That was just automatically tagged. And then people say, well, it's still going on. And if you go to these places, then you're condoning this. He said, if you buy Nike with child labor issues in other countries, or you buy things from places, or you use drugs where you know that cartels have killed and murdered for years and years and strong arm, and so many horrific things happen in those communities, is that not the same thing? But we don't. But you're not. You don't like, and that was an interesting point about if he's not even, if it turns out that people were putting that on his case without knowing, that's a little bit of a rush. You can judge him on the other stuff if you choose to. He's going to get got. There's two other guys. Did you see like corporate types? Two or three other corporate types?
Apparently,
one was formerly of Chase. One was a 77-year-old guy. And there's going to be, I've heard there's going to be PGA golfers on there.
Good for them. Here's the deal.
Multiple PGA golfers that's going to come out.
All of this is just really, really, really weird. Poor judgment. If you want to, it's another case of what the hell are you doing? What, a $59 rub and tug? Robert Kraft? Why don't you have women, $1,000 hookers, come to your pool?
Tell, are we allowed to say R&T?
He said it already. I'm not sure about that one.
No, I mean, honestly, what the hell are you doing, Robert Kraft? Why are you going to a Florida? And it says, rub and tug.
Okay, it doesn't say that.
That's the sign.
It says Oasis Paradise or something like that, or Orchid Day Spa or something like that.
It says rub and tug.
So, no. Here's one for you. The two things that come off, two things I've thought about. I can't tell you how many times I've had that same conversation. Like,
what are you doing?
Why does he not like have some expensive call girl or something?
Shouldn't he go to Vegas and have like the hottest?
Yeah.
And or even if you're into, maybe your kink is, or the Asian women, I'm not sure. If your kink is Asian women, bring the Asian women to your house.
Yeah. So none of that from a practical standpoint made any sense, which leads me to believe, okay, something is a little weird here. Now, here's the flip side of what I was just telling you. You can't throw sex. He was not part of any ring to distribute people and things like that. Even though it's kind of fun for people to just kind of throw it in there.
Let's see
what happens. Let's try to loosely tie him to it. However, does this make any sense to you that he went there when he could have? Now, what does make sense is, if he goes there, no one's knowing him. If you bring some
there's a chance that anybody that he flew into his house or in Vegas, they're going to know he's Robert Kraft. You know what I mean? Like, there's a better chance than if he goes to some spa in Jupiter, Florida. But some of the names that are on this and some of the...
It must be a really good place.
There's PGA golfer. Well, that's what leads me to believe.
I don't think Tiger's on this list.
Well, we'll see who's on it. But
because it would be awesome if he is.
That's what leads me to believe. Like,
and have you seen Tiger's new girl? I'm pretty sure I'd go there too if I was him.
But hold on. This is what leads me to believe. What? Something feels weird about this. That why are all these high end executives going to this one place?
I don't know.
Jupiter, Florida.
Does that make any sense?
There clearly must be some word of mouth thing going on where they're saying, oh, did you hear about this place? This place in the strip center in Jupiter, Florida? Like,
did you see that play on words? It's a word of mouth thing.
No. I heard him.
It is a word of mouth.
I don't think they use their
words. I try to roll.
They're not using their words.
I tried to roll right through it because I knew fifth grade would catch me.
I thought they just used their hands.
Fifth grade would catch me. I knew that Scott
Farkas. I'm pretty
sure
word of mouth happens there too.
You think so? Yeah.
Who is Scott Farkas? Who is Scott Farkas's toady?
I don't know.
Scott Farkas. And toady.
Whatever.
From Christmas Story.
I didn't watch that movie.
He's the redhead.
I don't even know what
the little bully, and you're the little. You're the little bully sidekick.
I'm not a toady.
You're toady. Yes, you are.
You're his toady.
No, you're toady.
You left and came back. You can't leave this man. You're his toady.
You know who I am? Ralphie.
Who?
I'm Ralphie.
Who's Ralphie?
Oh, my God. You've never seen a Christmas Story?
Is he the guy who put his tongue on the pole?
No,
that's Flick.
I really never got through the whole thing either.
That's Flick. Y'all never gotten through so...
No.
Yeah, because you basic. That's what.
Yeah,
no,
I don't know.
I'm just basic.
Now you basic.
I'm just as,
if you ain't.
That's as an American.
If you ain't watching Bad Santa on Christmas, you basic.
Bad Santa is not what you watch.
Yes, it is what you watch.
Oh, yeah,
no child, no children, doesn't care.
Bad Santa's awesome. You watching Christmas Story?
No children.
In basic land.
Right. No, I've been watching Christmas Story since I was.
Of course you have. Yeah, aren't you from like Kansas?
When I was 13.
Because you're from like Kansas. That's why.
Everybody watches.
It's a perfect Kansas movie.
Not everyone.
It's 24 hours. It's on.
Yeah. And if you spend
every single year for the last 30 years.
And if you go to TBS to watch it, you basic.
No, yeah. You're not basic.
Yes, we watched Godfather for Christmas because it had snow in it. 745 ESPN 97.
Coke or actual snow.
713-780-3776, the number to hang with us here. Take one here. We'll figure this Robert Kraft thing out. And which PGA Tour pro do we think?
I'm sure if Kuchar's on it, he's had a bad couple weeks.
If Kuchar, if it's Kuchar, holy crap. I think it might be Stuart Sink, but that's just me. 746 ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah.
Weezy, all right.
Back home smoking legal.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 703-780-3776. Those of you just joining us, just waking up, just getting into the show. Basically, a recap, the Rockets are better without James Harden. Robert Kraft is apparently a sex trafficker or something. And Rami Malek died last night.
Almost 100% sure this entire segment, your comments will get us all fired.
Well, I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. This is what I read. Robert Kraft in a sex trafficking scheme or something.
That on this show that he was.
He got caught up.
To be clear.
He's in a sex traffic ring or something.
And he may have unfairly... had something been tagged to him just because.
Well, listen, if you wear Nikes, you're
like
pro, you know.
Guess so. Kids. It's the same thing, right?
Yeah.
If you're pro sweatshops.
Right?
Well, if you're aware of what goes on, you wear them, maybe.
If you're aware.
Yeah, everyone's aware.
Well, I think we're all aware.
Then if you're aware, then maybe. Or maybe you just don't care enough. Maybe that's what we should be saying.
Yeah.
Then you are part of the problem.
Yeah, you're so Robert Kraft is part of the problem.
Not only are you condoning
it. Let's just be consistent.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Some people will say, I'm glad to be part of the problem because I like Nikes. And maybe Robert Kraft's glad to be part of the problem.
Then you're condoning.
Yeah, and maybe Robert Kraft is glad to be part of the problem.
Sorry that you hate children.
Because, you know, I'm sure Robert Kraft, I'm sure he's on the board of some charities, and I'm sure he's heard stories about what these...
He's given money to human trafficking.
So I'm sure he's heard the stories.
He pays for it? You mean,
no, he's donated
he's part of the ring?
Millions.
Does he donate $59 at a time?
No. You better be careful about... you will catch a lawsuit from an owner if you put that name with him.
No, listen. He is the dumbest.
He's going to want to clear his name quick.
Oh, absolutely. And he says he categorically denies all of it, although they have video.
This is human trafficking. He does not want his name attached to
that.
Because it's not, because there's a
that's
chance.
Well, you should.
It's not even
but
remotely
however,
close to what
however,
it is.
However, you're taking that chance when you walk in and pay $59 for a rubber tug. Yeah, you're taking that chance.
Maybe that will be something that comes out of this. I don't know.
Apparently, and he categorically denies that he did anything, but they have video.
They say they have video. I guess we'll find out.
We'll see. I don't want to see it.
Yeah, I don't
know. I really don't want to see
it. I heard there was video and, like, feet were involved.
In what?
And there were, like, feet involved. Feet. I don't want to see that.
I don't want to see that. No. I think it's 59 plus 20. I think that's kind of cheap, isn't it? Isn't that kind of cheap?
For what? For that act?
For that whole thing?
I mean,
it should be at least a hundy.
You think?
Especially if you're Robert Kraft. Throw her a hundy.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you, Matt Kuchar? Come on.
I don't know what Robert... I don't want to get into what actually happened on the table or not on the table, but the mechanism of how Robert Kraft decided and what's his deal? Does he put the towel on, hop on the table, or is he like towel off guy before he gets on the table?
Is this... Wait a minute. This is in Jupiter.
Guys,
hold on a second.
Turn the channel. Earmuffs.
No.
Yes.
Are the Rangers minor leaguers, do they teach how to do this with a towel? Is that your training to work at this Jupiter?
Or did the Rangers get trained there?
I don't know. Well, chicken or the egg. I don't know.
So, Lance, let me ask you a question. Is Robert Kraft a guy who doesn't even get on top? Is he on his back immediately?
Or
does he go through the whole, hey, it's time to turn over, and then he turns over, and then the towel comes off? How do you think it works, Lance?
Do you think when he turns over, it accidentally, oops, my towel, oops?
Yeah. Or is he a guy who hops on his back, and the towel's off immediately?
Yeah.
Barry Gordon with 25 against the Warriors.
No, that's not what we're talking about right now.
And also, a big game we haven't talked about, P.J. Tucker.
That's fine.
Also made threes. P.J., good game by P.J.
We'll recap the Rockets at the top of the hour.
Speaking of P.J.'s,
do you think
it's word of mouth or just Ranger minor league system?
Yeah.
By the way, from earlier, when I made clearly a joke about the sport clip or sport cut about Dell going there. I know he didn't, but we had this come in. From two different black men said, one guy said, black men don't go to sports clips. Truest statement ever said on the show.
Thank you.
Followed by another one that said, my son goes to sports clips. We are that one.
Ooh. Hey, JP.
Now.
Hey, no, JP, look, if you're listening, look, I may not watch Good Times, but I don't go to sports clips.
Okay.
You got to take that guy's card away, too.
About JP trying to take Dell's card.
You can't take my card away.
Good Times.
Because you didn't know nothing about it.
And he tried to take away Brian Flores' card, remember?
Yeah, but by the way, I went home and somehow, someway, my family in Florida heard that clip or something.
What?
Somehow, someway, they heard that clip.
I don't know who sent it to
you. No, not Nigeria. I said Florida. The people in Florida heard that clip. And I was like,
what'd they say?
They're like, well... I told them I grew up watching Martin. They're like, yeah.
They were not happy with you.
No, they didn't care. They know.
Then what'd they say?
My reasoning was I grew up watching Martin. They're like, we get it.
No.
Yes.
No. You had to answer.
You still
for
got
it.
The no good
no,
time.
No, I don't. Answer for my it. Dad was born in Lagos, Nigeria.
But
he's not watching Good Times.
But you had to answer for it
no,
though,
I didn't.
To your family. Why'd they bring it up?
Because they heard the clip. And
yeah,
they
were like,
and I hadn't seen him in over.
How have you not seen
No, that's
Good
not
Times.
What it was. It's because I hadn't seen him in almost over a decade.
So what did they say? What did they say?
They're like, I can't believe they tried to take your black card away. It's pretty much what they
said.
That
is not what they said.
Yes, they did.
They went,
yes, they
you
did.
Don't know Good Times.
That's not what they said.
I watch Martin.
That's not what they
said.
That's
what you did.
That's your narrative,
you
but that's not what happened.
Martin as your get out of
family.
Martin.
Yeah, but it's his family. Of course, they're gonna take his side.
Take my
side. No, it's okay, Dell. We still think you're black.
No, that's not what the family said. What?
No,
you've never seen Good Times.
No, my explanation was simple. My father wasn't watching Good Times when as a Nigerian man, so he wasn't going to sit me down and watch Good Times. That's not how it works.
But there was only like four channels.
He wasn't a NASA scientist.
There was only four channels.
Something like that.
We all watched
Good
Times.
He wasn't watching any?
No, he wasn't watching Good Times.
Everybody watched Good Times.
Well,
everybody.
The same dad who didn't let me watch TV during the week. You think he was going to sit me down and watch Good Times? No, yeah, I didn't watch TV during the week as a kid.
You probably didn't get to watch it.
7:57.
The A-Team, though, on Fridays. That's what we watch.
You watch the A-Team?
Yeah, for whatever reason. For whatever reason, my dad loved the A-Team.
He liked B.A. Baracus, but he wouldn't watch Good Times.
Well, it wasn't on when I was able to watch TV. Good Times. The good times ended in the 80s.
Good Times came on before A-Team. It was a little before
that. Yeah.
The 70s and 80s, right?
Still, you still watch reruns. Killigan's Island was on way before me. I still watch reruns.
Didn't watch Good Times.
But you watch those in the afternoon, not in the evening.
No, right.
Good Times you watched on Sunday nights.
Yeah.
Right after, was it after? No, it was Archie Bunker. No.
Oh, that wouldn't be a bad. That wouldn't be. They wouldn't go those back to back.
Oh, well, they went Archie Bunker, Jeffersons back to back because Jeffersons came from Archie Bunker.
Yeah. Well, that's why, but not Good Times. Good Times were on a different night.
Good Times was on a weekday, I think.
Yeah.
Because I remember, man, you used to live by network shows. Now it's like, this new show's come out. I don't care. Does it stream?
Yeah.
Can I watch seven shows at once?
Right.
Oh, I don't care then.
You know what I don't care about?
I will say nice deflection, Lance. You didn't answer the question about how Robert Kraft would enter that massage
room. I told
you
P.J. Tucker had a big game.
That's a deflection.
Yeah.
And Eric Gordon.
Speaking of Robert Kraft, you think he took for him?
Do you think that he took a pill before he went in there?
He's a little old.
I don't know. All I know, I'm pretty sure he's got $5. All right. Robert Kraft, he's got more than $5, okay? But here's the deal. If you only got $5, I got a great way to spend it. Making love, baby. That's like you will be able to make love because you have $5 in your pocket. That's all you got to do is go to fourhymns.com/John5. With your $5, you know, you just hold your $5 out there. Hey, I got $5 here. Well, you probably put it on a card or something. But here's the deal is you will talk to a doctor. He will hook you up with online, not going to the doctor. And you talk to the doctor with your fingers here on your keyboard. And then all of a sudden you're set up and you don't have to worry about it anymore. There's no more hesitancy. You don't have to worry. Am I going to be able to perform? All of that is taken care of with the generic equivalent of those really, really, really expensive pills that you buy at the pharmacy. And they're really, really, really expensive. Not for you because you got fourhymns.com/John5. Fourhymns.com/John5. First $5 the first month. Fourhymns.com/John5.
ESPN 97.5.
Spring is sprung
and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save.